This is Aeneid, Book 1, lines 108 to 113. So you start with tres notas adreptas, okay? Now the tres adreptas, this is a direct object, and it's going back to naves. We can tell that because of the accusative feminine plural. All right, so notas torquet, so the south wind twists, three snatched off ships, and saxa latentia onto the lurking rocks. Itali vocant saxa, the Italians call the rocks, mediisqua fluctibus, which are in the middle of the waves, auras, the altars, dorsum immane, a huge ridge, mare sumo, at the top of the sea, urus, ergit, so the east wind drives, tres, again three ships, ab alto, from the deep, in brevia et certes, onto the shallows and the sandbars, miserabile visu, miserable to see, and litigque vatis, and it dashes them against the shallows, atque singit, and surrounds them with agere harinae, with a mound of sand. All right, so that is lines 108 to 113, where it's telling just about exactly how much damage the storm has done. The south wind takes three of the ships, the east wind takes three, and then, of course, we learn next about the ship that Orontes is on, and then about Iliones, Acates, and Abas, and Aletes. So this is just a basic description of exactly how the fleet of 20... By the time Aeneas gets to land, he's only got seven with him. So between when the storm starts and when it all is over, he's lost 13 ships. He doesn't know where they are at that moment.